Airbus lands a new customer. Flyers Rights sinks its teeth into a new airline issue. And union pilots for 7 regionals form an alliance. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, January 31st, 2011. The European travel group TUI Travel PLC has become a new direct customer for Airbus with an order for 2 A330-300s. The aircraft have been ordered for the group's French airline subsidiary, Corsair Fly. The two wide bodies are the latest 235-ton maximum takeoff weight variants and will be operated on the airline's popular long-haul routes from Paris across the Atlantic to the French Caribbean islands and North America, in addition to Indian Ocean destinations. The aircraft will be configured in 2 classes with a total of 362 seats. With long tarmac strandings on domestic U.S. flights quickly fading into history, the organization founded to fight them is moving on to other causes. Kate Hanai's Flyers Rights is taking up the cause of a family which has twice been denied the use of a child restraint seat on United Airlines flights, apparently in violation of FAA guidelines. The group's report, Melissa Bradley and her family of 5, including her 11-month-old son, were removed from United Flight 75 from San Francisco to Honolulu last Thursday. They were told the reason was their rear-facing car seat, which the FAA has approved for use on aircraft. It couldn't fit due to a lack of clearance to the seat in the next row ahead. FAA guidelines say, in part, quote, "No aircraft operator may prohibit a child from using an approved CRS when the parent or guardian purchases a seat for the child. If an approved CRS does not fit in a particular seat on the aircraft operator has the responsibility to accommodate the CRS in another seat in the same class of service," unquote. Union leaders from pilot groups for 7 airlines, which all fly express-level service for U.S. Airways and which are all represented by the Airline Pilots Association, met Friday to form USEPA, the U.S. Airways Express Pilots Alliance. They elected officers to spearhead their efforts and prioritize critical issues for the coming year. USEPA pilots work for Air Wisconsin, Colgan, Mesaba, Mesa, Piedmont, PSA Airlines, and Trans-States Airlines. Read the names of those elected to leadership positions in the text version of this story, dated January 29th, at aero-news.net. Detroit Metro Airport air traffic controller Vincent Sugent has been given an award by the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, the agency which investigates whistleblower allegations. Sugent had contacted Michigan Senator Carl Levin in 2007 about problems with the traffic patterns at Detroit Metro. The FAA eventually concluded the traffic patterns there were out of compliance, but not before releasing an initial report that there had been an investigation and that everything was fine. The Detroit Free Press reports the patterns were eventually corrected at Detroit Metro, and Sugent was presented with the OSC's annual Public Service Award for his disclosures. Up next on ANN, Brazil certifies the Bell 429. A new app for the iPad lets you leave paper plates behind. And VIPs with smartphones can now control their own cabin lighting. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 31st. I'm Paul Plack. The National Civil Aviation Agency of Brazil has awarded the Bell 429 helicopter Brazilian certification. Bell made the announcement on Friday. This approval follows certification by the FAA, Transport Canada, and EASA. Senior VP Larry Roberts says Brazil has an established base of Bell operators. Quote, "Brazil represents an important market for us and the 429. We look forward to delivering the first 429 into Brazil," unquote. That's scheduled to happen sometime early this year. Orders were already in following a highly successful regional tour. Sporties has introduced Plates, a new app for approach charts for the iPad. With Plates, developed in cooperation with 4Flight, pilots can carry every U.S. approach plate on every flight, in a 1.6-pound device and save over 90% off the price of paper charts. Features include Night View and the Favorite Plates list to reduce button pushing and save pilots time. If ATC changes your approach at the last minute, you can find the new plate in seconds. There's a powerful search function to help you find the right chart quickly, and the charts for each airport can be viewed in either a grid or list layout. The iPad's famous pinch zoom function is enabled, and the screen can be locked to prevent accidental zooming. A fully functional free 30-day trial is available by downloading the app from the iTunes App Store. Useful aviation apps aren't just for Apple products. Flight Display Systems has introduced an Android app for use with its Select Cabin Management System, allowing VIP aircraft passengers to control all cabin functions from a smartphone or tablet computer. The first system was installed for a Hollywood movie producer who owns a Gulfstream 3. A 7-inch tablet controls cabin lighting, window shades, the Blu-ray player and movie library, and the flight display moving map. The wireless system operates via Bluetooth for full control anywhere inside the aircraft cabin. The software is available now for all Flight Display Systems Select CMS customers and is said to work on any Android 2.0-powered mobile phone or tablet equipped with Bluetooth. Dallas-based Indus Aviation, along with its Chinese partner IPI Technologies and private investors in China, say they're progressing toward the move of production of the Torpedo light sport aircraft to the new Luyanghu General Aviation Development Zone in Huainan, China. Indus and IPI say they hope to have production online by the end of this year and increase steadily throughout 2012 to maximum capacity. The partners expect to develop the LSA market in Asia, but continue to oversee final assembly of torpedoes in Dallas to support sales in North America. Still ahead, Horizon Air's brand will disappear after 32 years. Idaho could get a new aviation license plate. And NORAD gets another unscheduled drill. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, January 31st. I'm Paul Plack. After 32 years of operation, Horizon Air says it's retiring its public brand and will adopt the trademark Eskimo of its sister company, Alaska Airlines. Horizon Air President Glenn Johnson says the livery is changing, but many important things will not. Quote, Horizon will remain focused on meeting customers' needs and providing a memorable experience, including our genuine personal service and free onboard Northwest wine and microbrews, unquote. Horizon continued with its separate brand even after Alaska Air Group acquired the airline in 1986. A state lawmaker in Idaho has proposed a specialty license plate that would benefit the Idaho Aviation Foundation. Republican Jill Palmer proposed the plate, which would feature the slogan, Fly Idaho. The Spokesman Review in Spokane, Washington reports that Pilot's Paradise is also being considered. Palmer is a pilot and says the foundation assists in opening up Idaho's backcountry airstrips to wilderness adventurers and disabled veterans, among others. Much to the chagrin of law enforcement officials, Idaho already has 75 specialty plates available to drivers. And finally today, it's not just clueless GA pilots who waste NORAD's Jet A budget. Two F-16s from Andrews Air Force Base were scrambled Friday by the North American Aerospace Defense Command in response to a commercial airliner that was out of communication near the National Capital Region. The small commercial jet regained communication prior to intercept, so the fighters returned to their base. NORAD is the binational Canadian and American command responsible for the air defense of North America and maritime warning. I guess we can consider them warmed up for Super Bowl Sunday. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves has written a new piece called The Demise of the 40-Hour Pilot. Hear what Bob would change in Part 61. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.